Good morning. Welcome to Community Baptist Church. We're glad that you've chosen to be with us on this little bit of a dreary morning outside, but we thank the Lord for a beautiful building. We can gather inside and praise His name. If you're visiting with us for the first time, or maybe perhaps for the first time in a long time, I'd like to welcome you. My name is Pastor Joe. I'm the senior pastor here at church, and you have joined us on a very special day, and that is we have our special Thanksgiving concert this morning. We've been going through the story of God seen in the life of Joseph, and in that series, we've been focusing over and over again on the truth that God is sovereign, that He is Lord of all. And so that's actually going to be the theme of our concert. We've got a lot of prepared music for you. You're going to be joining in and singing, so don't get too comfortable. You'll see it. It'll be notated on the screen. We'll walk you through it. And we've got some scripture readings we'll be including. The kids will be joining us. If you are... Children, if you're going to be singing, we're going to call you up, okay? So just sit with your parents, and then we'll call you up when it's time, and then we'll send you back to sit with your parents, get you all energized, and make you go sit still again. So that's what we're going to do for you this morning, okay? But we're thankful to be able to focus on the fact that our God is King. He sits on the throne. He's the Lord of creation, He's the Lord of the nations, and He's the Lord of His people. Those are the three aspects we're going to be focusing on in our concert and as we have you sing with us this morning. So let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll begin. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to focus on truth through music this morning. How we can confess to you the truths that we have been focusing on throughout the last many months in the book of Genesis, that you are in control and you are working. And you are working to preserve your people. You are working to work out your plan. And we can trust you for that. You're Lord and King of all. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship this morning. I pray that we wouldn't take that for granted. We pray for the other churches in the Michiana area that are preaching your gospel this morning and are gathering around your word, that they would see the gospel go forth with power, that the preachers who stand in the pulpits here in this area would preach your word with strength and power, and you would use that to save people here in South Bend and in the surrounding Michiana area as well. We pray for our missionaries as they gather overseas, and all those who are gathering on this Lord's Day before Thanksgiving, that as we gather, we would be thankful, that we would gather in worship and love, and that we would above all praise you and live a life that's a reflection of your grace. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. God is the Lord of creation. It's outlined in Psalm 104. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. He set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. The mountains rose. The valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they not pass, O Lord. How manifold are your works. In wisdom, you have made them all."
Snow is bright. would set us free to live with him eternally. Thank you.
These all look to you to give them their food in their season. When you give it to them, they gather it up, and when you open your hand, they are filled with good things. Our God is the creator and sustainer of all things. He provides for his creation, and for sinful humanity, he has graciously provided salvation to us through Jesus Christ.
Endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing my praise to my God while I have my being.
Century. In response to that awesome King of Kings, the psalmist continues in Psalm 104, "May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord." The psalmist here implores us to bless the Lord and praise the Lord. We'd like to invite you now to join us, stand together, and praise the Lord in song as we sing "All Creatures of Our God and King."
Psalm 111 says, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all those who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations." We've been seeing in our study through Joseph that God is the main character of history. He's not only the main character of history in general, he's the main character of your story. He is God of all the nations. Jesus owns this world. That gives us confidence as we share the gospel without fear, knowing that God will call for himself a people out of every nation, tribe, and tongue.
Men of faith, rise up and see the great church with broken wings, fill this place with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By his grace again we'll fly, by his grace we'll fly, by his grace we'll fly. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west, Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and
shout to the north and the south.
The Lord of heaven and earth. We worship him as our Lord and we follow him in his mission. We want to invite you again to stand with us as we sing a hymn in your blue supplement hymnals, number 299, For the Cause of Christ the King, We Give Our Lives an Offering.
Give our lives an offering, till all the earth resounds with ceaseless praise to the Son. For the cause of Christ we go, with joy to reap, with faith to sow, as many see and many put their trust in the Son. Christ we name above every name, for all creation, every nation, God's salvation through the Son. For the King once lifted high, to Christ of rage, of crucified, poor and the oppressed, for lasting peace, for life and liberty in the Son. Christ we proclaim, the name above every name, for all creation, every nation, God's salvation. Christ, to die is gain, deny myself, take up my cross and follow the Son.
Let it be my life's refrain.
Let it be my life's refrain, to live is Christ, to die is gain, deny myself, take up my cross and follow the Son. Christ, we proclaim, above every name, for all creation, every nation, God's salvation through the Son.
You may be seated.
Nothing can compare. Come let us
People, the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. We have the opportunity to worship our God this morning for his great power that rules over all the earth and has promised the nations as an inheritance both to his son and to his children. We're going to invite you to stand and sing with us, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," in just a moment. There's a chorus to this that's probably unfamiliar to you, and so what we'll do is our ensemble will sing through the first stanza in chorus to let you hear it, and then we'll invite you to stand on the second stanza to join us as it will be notated on the screen.
Hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
name.
Will you stand with us as we sing together, "Ye Chosen Seed of Israel's Race"?
Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. His name is Jesus, risen Lamb for sinners slain. His name is Jesus. All creation sings the praise of Jesus' name.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial lawn to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. His name is Jesus, risen Lamb for sinners slain. His name is Jesus.
With yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. His name is Jesus, risen Lamb for sinners slain. His name is Jesus. All creation sings the praise of Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus, risen Lamb for sinners slain. His name is Jesus. All creation sings the praise of Jesus' name.
You may be seated.
Jesus is Lord of his people. As we transition, we're going to have all of the 3 to 5-year-olds come up to their places to sing their song right now, right up here. You can go ahead and start bringing them up. Psalm 111 goes on to tell of God's special love and oversight of his people. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
think of the lordship of Jesus Christ over the nations, we're thankful that his stance towards us is one of grace and benevolence. Yet as God's people, we look forward to the day when Jesus shall come again and reign over this world with truth and righteousness and justice. We're going to invite you to stand and join with us again, number 262 in your blue supplement hymnals, a hymn that you're familiar with, again with a notated chorus there that we'll ask you to join in, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. Would you stand with us as we sing together, Jesus Shall Reign?
Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does in successive journeys run. His kingdom spread from shore to shore, till earth shall wax and reign no more. He shall reign in glory, crowned with grace and might. Bless his name and praise the sovereign King. He shall reign forever with his chosen bride, and all the earth shall sing that Jesus is the King. People and realms of every tongue dwell on his love. Bless his name and praise the sovereign King. He shall reign forever with his chosen bride. All the earth shall sing that Jesus is the King. Let every creature rise and bring.
Shall reign.
He shall reign in glory, crowned with grace and might. Bless his name and praise the sovereign King. He shall reign forever with his chosen bride. All the earth shall sing that Jesus is the King.
You may be seated.
We're going to have our teens come, and they've been preparing a song specifically for Thanksgiving to sing Jesus, Thank You, focusing on our salvation, that God is the Lord of his people, and he exercises that in right and in fact by rescuing us from our sin. And what we should be most thankful for during the season is our salvation.
I cannot comprehend the agonies of Calvary. You, the perfect Holy One, cross your Son, who drank the bitter cup reserved for me. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath.
We're going to have all of our first through fifth graders come to their places, and we want to remember the scripture we heard a few minutes ago, that God has sent redemption to his people. His covenant is forever, and as Lord of his people, we can always trust God to take care of us, and we're invited to run to him in every situation of life. The final song we're going to be singing this morning is actually our hymn of the month, "The Lord is My Salvation." As we wrap up our concert, we want to go out meditating on the control and the power that God exerts not over the world, just over the world, but also the care that he demonstrates for his people, especially in providing salvation through Jesus Christ. Our ensemble is going to sing an arrangement of the song, but we're actually going to invite you to stand and sing with us on the final stanza as it's notated on the screen, and then we'll all stay standing until the end of the song.
darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation. Who is like the Lord our God, strong to save, faithful in love? My debt is paid and the victory won. The Lord is my salvation.
My hope is hidden in the Lord. Promise of his word.
When winter fades, I know spring will come. The Lord is my salvation.
In times of waiting, times of need, when I know loss, when I am weak, I know his grace. My final day, he will not leave me in the grave, but I will rise, he will call me home. The Lord is my salvation. Who is like the Lord our God, strong to save, faithful in love? My debt is paid and the victory won. The Lord is my salvation. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit.
Said.
You may be seated.
The message of the concert was very simple. And that is that God is Lord of all. And friends, we can celebrate that at Thanksgiving this year. I know around us you may have turmoil. You may have all sorts of unknowns in your life as an individual or in your family. But I don't believe there's a better message for us to be focused on this morning than what we just sang. God is Lord of all. He is the King, sitting on his throne in heaven right now. He's reigning over all the affairs of men. As we've said over and over again, he is the main character of history, and he's the main character of your life. Our response to that fact should be the song we just sang. It should be the response of our heart from the hymn of the month, that the Lord is our salvation. And those of us that are believers know that that phrase doesn't just stop at salvation, it's just the beginning. Because as believers in these days of turmoil and craziness, we get to anchor our hope in the fact that God is our salvation. He's your salvation. He's your hope. Don't find hope in yourself because you'll just be disappointed. For goodness sake, don't try to find your hope in Hollywood or anything else like that. And certainly, as we've all seen, we can't find our hope even in Washington, in the political scene that's around us. Friends, as believers, we anchor our hope in God and God alone. Take time this week to focus on the truth that God is in control. He's the Lord of all. He's working all things in accordance with His will. But friend, if you're here this morning, if you're visiting with us, or if you're joining us via the live stream this morning, and you've never bowed your knee to Christ, if you've never recognized that fact, take the time to bow in submission and repentance and faith, and I'd call to your mind the beautiful lyrics from the song that our 3 to 5 year old sang, "Holy God in love became perfect man to bear my blame. On the cross, He took my sin so that by His death, I live again." That's the message of the gospel. In fact, that little song is called the gospel song because it summarizes everything about the gospel in one short little song. If you've never bowed your knee to Christ, if you've never accepted Him as the Lord of your life, if you've never come in repentance and faith, that's a decision that each one of us must make in our life, to bow to Him as Lord of all. Each one of us is born in sin, and because of that, we cannot be accepted by the Father. But Jesus Christ came to this earth, fully God, fully man, to live the perfect life you could never live and to die the death that you deserved. If you're an unbeliever this morning, if you're not a Christian, and you recognize this fact, you turn from your sin, embrace Him as your Savior, and your only hope of eternal life, you'll find salvation in the King of the universe, in the Lord of the ages, in the Lord of all. And friends, as we gather around our Thanksgiving table, as we gather with friends and family, and as we celebrate during this time, let's take a moment to thank God for exercising His kingship, for exercising His lordship in this world, and being Lord of all. We're going to close, and when we close in prayer, you can be dismissed. If you have questions about what you've heard this morning, if you have questions about the truth that you've been exposed to in song, perhaps you're not clear on the salvation message, I'd love to be able to talk to you afterwards. We'll be out in the lobby. You'll find the offering plates out there as well. If you're visiting with us, you'd like to know more about our church, perhaps you're not on the email list, you're not on the list of keeping in contact with what's going on, you'd like to be, there's a connection card in the pew in front of you. Perhaps your spiritual interest has been piqued this morning, you'd like to do a Bible study with somebody, you can just let us know that on the connection card placed in the offering plates that are in the lobby there, and that way we'll know how to best spiritually meet your needs. Thank you for your faithful giving during this time. Our Thanksgiving offering and our Christmas offering will be combined, as usually for this year, as we usually do, and that'll go to the bonus for all of our hardworking staff that's here. That'll go towards giving them a Christmas gift from our staff. So if you'd like to give to that, you can notate on the envelopes in front of you. Those of you who give giving envelopes, you'll see that that also came in the mail with your giving envelopes there. So if you'd like to give to that, that will just go to our teachers and to our staff to say, and our church staff and school staff, just say a huge thank you as a Christmas gift for everything that they do. Well, before we close, let's actually give a big round of applause and thank the Lord for all of the work that went into the concert today. Let's do that. We want to be very careful not to give the glory to man, but always give it to God. But there are a lot of people who put a lot of work into the concert this morning so you could sit and be blessed and have these truths brought to your mind. We're very thankful for that. Thankful for the kids who are such a blessing. Kids, don't quit singing those songs, okay? Go home, sing them at the, well, don't sing them at the table if you're not allowed to sing during meals. But, you know, sing them around your house. Teach them to your parents. Keep singing those songs. And hopefully those will become part of our DNA here at Community. Also, kids, if you're in the Kids for Truth program, there's something very important happening right after the service, and you probably already know what it is, but the Kids for Truth store is going to be in the gym right after the service, and Mr. Mitchell is going to be Santa Claus, right? Is that how that works? Just wait a few years. He's too young. Okay, but he'll be back there, and we'll have the Kids for Truth store in the gym because of the lack of Sunday evening service tonight, and so just know that that's what that is. Parents, if you can't find your kids, they're probably in the gym. So let's pray, and then we'll be dismissed. Very thankful for what God has given us during this Thanksgiving season. Father, thank you so much for your wondrous love that's been demonstrated to us. Father, thank you for all the work that went into this reminder of truth to be infused into our hearts. that we can sing that you are our salvation. And even in the midst of unrest, and even in the midst of not knowing what's going to happen in our lives personally, in our family, in our country, whatever it would be, we can drop our anchor in that you are Lord of all, and you are our salvation. And as we gather around the Thanksgiving table this year, we can be reminded of the hope that we have in you. We can be thankful for the salvation that you provided, not only from the consequences of our sin in eternity, but from the presence of our sin right now. Father, I pray that you would help this to be a season of thankfulness, that you would gather us together again in the coming weeks to worship you face to face. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming today. You're dismissed.